swamp full of toads was a slanted wood shack with three little kids and a mama. Papa died in 16.
All right, gather around, drag up a stool. It's time for Liberty Lounge. 2 full hours of classic country music with a splash of news thrown in for good measure. Let's take a break from the current trials and tribulations and try to start our weekend out on a lighter note. Liberty Lounge starts right now. All right, here we are. Little late. I'm broadcasting from the corner here at the shooting bench. Welcome to Liberty Lounge. It's the 15th. Hang on a minute. Let me make sure we have sound here before I get too carried away. All right. Katie, Brad, yeah, I'll take requests. Hell, I got to do anything to make you happy tonight because I'm in trouble for being late. So, yeah, I'll have to take requests. I don't have any choice. oh my. Anyway, not doing any hard rock, but I'll take requests. Eddie Crump, that's what I was trying to think of. Yeah, we're not taking requests from Eddie Crump. We don't see eye to eye there on the music too much. But let me tell you what happened here. I'll give you my poor excuse. We had an early night tonight, and Amy didn't have to work, and everything was squared away. We didn't have any kids, didn't have any grandkids, didn't have nothing. So I said, well, okay, we'll have an early dinner and go to town. Actually, it was her idea. And so she took me to this place that she's been to like 4 or 5 times that I didn't know about. And it's a Thai place. I've only eaten Thai food 2 other times in my life, and I think she was with me both times. And I said, okay, we got plenty of time. We'll make it back in time for the show and all is well. Well, we got away from here a little bit later than we needed to, but still had time. And we get there and we waited and we waited and we waited. It was the longest time I've ever waited for a meal, I think, in my whole life. And I finally showed up and I said, there's no way in all this time Amy's... everything we do is based around this radio show. Well, we got to hurry and do this. The show starts at this time. Even though we've been doing it for 10 years, it's still we got to do it at the right time. And I said, okay, well, I sent Tink a Skype and told him to tell everybody we'd be 15 minutes or so late. And finally got down. It was pretty good food. It was... I would go do it again, but I'll tell you, I'll get there a whole lot earlier next time. But anyway, yeah, Peanut Rider, I'm not a huge fan of this Thai food. What I ate tonight was pretty good. Don't ask me to pronounce it. I just kind of closed my eyes and poked at something. Said, "Hell, that right there will work. That sounds good," and it was pretty good. I would do it again. I'm not going to do it again anytime soon, but I got to get healed up over having to wait so long. But the waitress was really nice, real young and vibrant and happy and everything, and that counts for something too. Everybody was real nice there. And Amy had a good time, and that was probably the most important thing. So we got it all out of the way, so here I am. So we'll run a little over tonight and kind of make up for my shortcoming. And Katie Brad, I'll see if I can look that up for you. And we'll get to going on that. So I guess since everything else has failed me tonight except my wife, she never fails me, we better get started on this and get going for what we came here for. Hopefully everything's working good, working well. I got another story to tell you here in a minute. Let's get this out of the way first. Jeez, thank you.
This is the last cowboy song. The the end of 100 year wars. The voices sound sad as they're singing along. Another piece of America's lost. He rides a feedlot and clerks in a market on weekends selling tobacco and beer. And his dreams of tomorrow surrounded by fences, but he'll dream tonight of when fences weren't here. He blazed the trail with Lewis and Clark, and eyeballed, oh, I back down. He stood shoulder to shoulder with Travis in Texas, and rode with the seventh when Custer went down. This is the last cowboy song, the end of 100 year wars. The voices sound sad as they're singing along. Another piece of lost. Remington showed us how he looked on canvas, and Louis L'Amour has told us his tale. And Willie and Waylon and me sing about him and wish to God we could have ridden his trail. This is the last.
The old Chisholm Trail is covered in concrete now, and they truck them to market in 50-foot rigs. They blow by his marker, never slowing to read, like living and dying was all he had.
This is the last cowboy song, the end of 100 year war. Voices sound sad as they're singing along. Another piece of
kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night. Oh, waiting in the front yard, sitting on a log, a single-shot rifle and a one-eyed dog. Yonder come my kinfolk in the moonlight, Louisiana Saturday night. Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow, kick off your shoes and you throw them in the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night. Jack, belly full of beer and a possum in a sack. 15 kids in the front porch light, Louisiana Saturday night. When the kinfolk leave and the kids get fed, me and my woman gonna slip off to bed. Have a little fun when we turn out the lights, Louisiana Saturday night. Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow, kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night. Yeah, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow, kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night. Shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night.
T-Bow, you're talking about you like the hot Thai stuff. I think the first Thai food I ever ate was in that little place. I don't even know if it's still there. But it was almost right next door to the Allen Theater, or the Tota Theater on Main Street there in Farmington. And I believe it was right after a 9-12 meeting one night that me and Amy and somebody else stopped there. And it was pretty good. It was all right. And then I ate one other time, Amy and I here in when we were in Pine Top, and tonight. So that's three times in my whole life I've eaten Thai food. So. Okay, still there. All right, sounds good on the books. Thank you. I'll give you a holler after the show or something. We'll see what you want to do. All right. Well, there's a few things we need to talk about here, but we'll... how long have I had a 40? Mountain Shooter, I've had a 40, buddy, since they came out. Well, almost. Yeah, almost the whole time. I got my first one in, is when I first moved to Atlanta. So it must have been about, 90, maybe? I'll have to check and see. Somewhere, but it was just about as long as they've been out. And, buddy, I have shot many a thousand rounds through my 40s. I had a 24 for a little while. I made the mistake of letting a woman borrow it for a class. She rented it, actually, for a class. And that was the last time I ever saw it. She would not take no for an answer. I wound up having to sell it to her. And I made good money on it. I've got two 35s. I've had two... or three 23s. I still got one. I have a chopped 22. I have a regular 22. No, I don't. I have a 31 that has a 40 caliber barrel in it, so it's essentially a 22. I think I had another 22 once, and I don't remember what happened yet. I had a 27. No, my first one. No. My first 40 caliber was when the Glock 27 came out. I believe. I think that was when I was living up in Cody. Anyway, I don't remember. But anyway, I've had one just about ever since they came out. I don't remember if I got the 23 or the 27 first. But But I like that round. I like it a lot. I don't know why some people badmouth it. I can't understand it for the life of me. Recoil's a little bit sharper than a 9, but only if you're recoil sensitive anyway, because it doesn't bother me in the least. I can't really tell a whole lot of difference in it. I mean, I guess it can if I really pay attention, but it doesn't bother me any. I've killed lots of animals with it. I've done a lot of long-range shooting. I've shot them underwater. I've shot them in sub-zero weather. I've shot them. So, yes, I've had a 40 a long time, and I like it. There you have it.
I'm sitting here surrounded by people I know. The beer's cold and the music's good and loud. That used to be enough to put a smile on my face. But tonight I just feel lost in this crowd. There's a brunette on the dance floor. Smile a time or two. So I got up and asked her for a dance. But when she put her arms around me and I held her, I knew it was just too soon to take another chance. 'Cause I'm still dancing with you. I know we said we were through, but I keep holding on. Letting go is just too hard to do. Even when I'm holding someone new, I'm still dancing. The song was over, I held on a little longer. Deep inside I knew that it was wrong. I could hold her in my arms for the rest of the night, but I'd just be leading her home. 'Cause I'm still dancing with you. Said we were through, but I keep holding on. Letting go is just too hard to do. Even when I'm holding someone new, I'm still
dancing with you. Well, since we're on the subject here a little bit, Peanut Rider, will shooting cast bullets in a Glock factory barrel cause a disaster? It can pretty easily. It depends on the type of bullets you're using. If you go with gas checked bullets, you won't have to worry about it at all. Good hard bullets, you just have to watch it and see. There's some that have problems after as few as 100 rounds. Others may go 500 or more. So you'll just have to see what kind of bullets you've got and play with it and see what you can do. But watch it closely, because the way the Glock barrel is shaped, without any cut rifling, it builds up pressure pretty fast, pretty easy. You just got to watch that a little bit. It's not really as catastrophic as they tell you on YouTube and stuff, but it can be. So just be careful with it, and And as easy as those things are to field strip and whoop that stuff out of there real quick, it's not really a serious deal. Like I said, gas checked bullets, you won't have to worry about it at all. But if that's what you want, of course, you know, conversion barrels for those things are pretty cheap. You can get a decent one. You can get a pretty damn good one, actually, for, you know, anywhere between $89 and $120, somewhere in there. And then you won't have to worry about it at all. Well, I shouldn't say not at all, because lead, you know, with any type of, depending on the bullet that you use, any type of barrel can eventually lead up quite a bit. So, all depends on the kind of bullets you're using, what kind of maintenance you perform on it. Yeah, the 40 caliber, you bet, do a much better job at knocking plates down. Obviously, it's a much heavier bullet, so it puts some plates down pretty with authority there. Okay. Yeah, mountain shooter, that whole unsupported chamber crap is a myth for the most part. I wouldn't worry about it too much. They changed that profile just a little bit back in probably 2008, maybe. And it's not an issue at all now. It never was much. And there's some people should probably be glad that there was a quote-unquote unsupported chamber in there, which was a bunch of crap, but it was opened up a little more than some of the other ones. But there's some people that had some what they called kabooms with the 40 caliber, and almost all of them were related to bad ammunition. A lot of it was traced back to Federal Hydroshocks, and so it's a good thing they did have that, because all that pressure blew the shell out right in that part that was unsupported, and blew the magazine out through the magazine well, and it kept for any injuries from happening. So probably worked out well that's what happened there, to tell you the truth. But I think they've got all those things worked out now, and it's just not anything to be worried about anymore. Wasn't a whole lot to worry about anyway, but...
Well, there's always been groups of people that never could see eye to eye. But I always thought if they ever had a chance to sit down and talk face to face, they might realize they got a lot in common. Well, I was sitting in a coffee shop, just having a cup to pass the time, swapping rodeo stories with this old cowboy friend of mine, when some motorcycle riders started snickering in the back and started poking fun at my friend's hat. And one old boy said, "Hey, Tex, where'd you park your horse?" My friend just pulled his hat down low, but they couldn't be ignored. One husky fella said, "I think we'll rip that hat right off your head." That's when my friend turned around, and this is what he said. "You ride a black tornado across the western sky, rope an old blue norther and milk it till it's dry. Bulldog the Mississippi, and it sears down flat. Long before you take this cowboy's hat. Now, partner, this old hat's better left alone. See, it used to be my daddy's, but last year he passed on. My nephew skinned the rattler that makes up this old hat band, but back in 69 he died in Vietnam. Now the eagle feather was given to me by an Indian friend of mine, but someone ran him down somewhere around that Arizona line, and a real special lady gave me this hat pin, but I don't know if I'll ever see her again. You'll ride a black tornado across the western sky, rope an old blue norther and
family's drive. Bulldog the Mississippi, this ears down flat, long before you take this cowboy's hat. Now if your leather jacket means to you what this hat means to me, then I guess we understand each other and we'll just let it be. But if you still think it's funny, man, you got my back up against the wall. And if you touch my hat, you're gonna have to fight us all. Well, right then I caught a little sadness in that gang leader's eyes. And he turned back to the others and they all just kind of shuffled on outside. But when my friend turned back towards me, I noticed his old hat brim, well, it was turned up in a big old Texas grill. You ride a black tornado across the western sky, rope an old blue norther and milk it till it's dry. Bulldog the Mississippi, and his ears down flat, long before you take this cowboy's hat.
I caused her hurt, you can take her at her word. I know she's speaking from her heart. When she talks about the pain, if she says that I'm to blame, you can bet I did my part. If she says I didn't lift a hand when she walked away, I didn't make her stay. But she can't say I didn't cry. She can't say she didn't know how it tore me up inside, how it hurt to watch her go. There's a million things that she might say that I cannot deny, but she can't look me in the eye. If you haven't heard by now how much I let her down, when you do, you can sure believe that I made some mistakes that don't take away from just how much she meant to me. She can say I gave her every reason to leave, but there's one thing she can't say about me. Well, she can't say I didn't cry. She can't say she didn't know how it tore me up inside, how it hurt you want to go. There's a million things that she might say that I cannot deny, but she can't look me in the eye. I didn't cry.
No, Minnie, you can shoot about as many bullets as you want to through a windshield. It'll never shatter and fall out like it does in the movies. It'll spider web quite a bit and crack across there, but it'll hold together. You can probably shoot high-velocity bullets through there on one-inch centers until it looks like a screen door, and it's not ever going to fall out. Some of the older ones were a little worse than that, but... these newer ones will hold together with quite a few rounds put through them. So, let's see here. Your side windows and rear windows are not made the same. That's right. Some of the back windows are. But a lot of them, they'll just fall out in a pile of little quarter-inch square chips in a bucket there. Let's see, check the chat room out real quick here. Look at, that's right, Katie Brad. That's a good example. That I saw that tonight, the truck that they had, I don't remember, I didn't count them, but it had probably at least 6, maybe 10 bullet holes in it. And Let me find that for you, Hopper. Let me go look, see what I can do here. Stand by just a few minutes. And...
my first taste of Texas and blue eyes and golden hair. Beneath the Tennessee silver moon, we found a feeling we could share. And age made no difference. I'd been around and she was young. But my first taste of Texas still lingers in my heart and on my tongue. Her gentle heart was broken in a way a tender lady shouldn't have to know. And mine was somewhere in between, something I should hold on to or let go. Her talking blue eyes told me the story of the love she failed to find. And without conversation, I suppose the lines on my face told her mine. My first taste of Texas had blue eyes and golden hair. Beneath the Tennessee silver moon, we found a feeling we could share. And age made no difference. I'd been around and she was young. And my first taste of Texas still lingers in my heart and on my tongue. 'Cause we're not done. We've only just begun. Begun to love. Now the two of us are one. And age made no difference. We're still around and love's still young. And my first taste of Texas still lingers in my heart and on my tongue. Had blue eyes and golden hair. Beneath the Tennessee silver moon, we found a feeling we could share. And age made no difference. We're still around and love's still young. And my first taste of Texas still lingers in my heart and on my tongue.
Okay, I think what we're going to do here with a almost complete lack of input here, except for a couple of listeners, so I've had very little information to work with. So I think what's probably going to happen, the 1st of August, still looking for at other options. But right now it looks like we may do a 2-hour current new pre-record on Mondays, 2 hours on Wednesday, and 3 hours on Friday. That's the way it's looking right now. Now 3 hours is a long time on a Friday night. There may be what's planned is to do the first hour of news or guns or whatever we need to talk about, and do the other 2 hours regular Liberty Lounge. So that's kind of what we got planned for right now. I do want to put in though another hour of dedicated gun talk. And chances are that's going to be the second hour on Wednesdays. It's kind of what I'm looking at right now. We'll get it fine-tuned here before the 1st of August, but that's kind of what we're looking to do. And so Monday will be just like normal, except it'll be 2 hours, because we'll have Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday, and all day Monday, that we may have some critical current events happening. So I want to make sure we got time to take care of that on Monday. Wednesdays I'll be skipping a day, so we need to get that caught up. That'll certainly take up the hour on Wednesday. In the second hour, looking at doing Gun Talk. Now, this is not carved in stone. I'm just giving you some guys something to chew on. If you have any issues with it, well, you need to let me know or forever hold your peace. And Friday, like I said, 3 hours. 1 hour of news and current events, and then 2 hours of Liberty Lounge. That's what we're looking at doing. From time to time, we may wind up doing a pre-record or something. That's just natural, and that won't change. But that's kind of what I'm thinking about here. I'll get with DeTinker and see if he can make that fit into the schedule. But I think that's going to be... That gives me 3 nights, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, here at the house. And that's something I haven't done for 10 years. So, well, actually, it hasn't been that long. I guess I started doing it every night, 7 years ago is when I started doing 5 nights a week. So it's been every week, with the exception of some of the traveling that we've done and stuff, every week since mid-2009, and before that it was just a once a week show. We did an hour for, actually it started out as 30 minutes, then went to an hour, then 2 hours. And I don't remember if I ever did any 3 hour shows or not. Tebow might remember, but I don't remember. Lots and lots of 2 hours. Katie Brad, I do own a couple of revolvers. I own 3 revolvers actually right now, and that's I don't know why I keep them. Well, I do know exactly why I keep them, because if manufacturing stops and everything goes to hell, at least I'll have 3 guns here that will function without magazines. So I have a 2-inch 38, a 6-inch single 6 with both cylinders, a 22 and a 22 Magnum, and I have a 6-inch GP100. That's all the revolvers I got left out of all the ones I had. That's it. So that's what we got for now. We might pick up another one if good deal presents itself.
He was working through college on my grandpa's farm. I was thirsting for knowledge, and he had a car. Yeah, I was caught somewhere between a woman and a child. One restless summer we found love growing wild on the banks of the river on a well-beaten path. It's funny how those memories, they last like strawberry wine. 17, the hot July. Biggest fear was September, when he had to go. A few cards and letters and one long distance call. We drifted away like the leaves in the fall. Year after year I come back to this place just to remember.
You know, I forgot. There was one other thing I forgot to tell you guys about. The reason I was late tonight. I was only about 12 minutes late. I was just pulling into the driveway, and right straight across the road from us, from the driveway, there was a guy in a, I don't know what you call them things, a little side-by-side or whatever it is, on the side of the road there, and he was flashing his flashlight at me, and he'd blew a belt or something out of that thing, and I needed to, I let Amy out, and she walked onto the house. It was only, you know, like 100 yards. And so I took this guy home, real nice guy, a neighbor I didn't know. He was just down the road, another probably 2 miles down the road. So I had to do that and got back. So that was in addition to my being late there. But it was okay. It was worth it. I made a new friend and got to help somebody on the side of the road, and that's a good thing. I don't mind ever doing that. And So anyway, there you have it. One more excuse as to why I was late. I'll keep finding some more excuses here until somebody forgives me for being late. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. You know, I'm going to play this one a little bit later. I was going to play it now, but I think I'm going to slide it on down, and we'll do that one later, and we'll do this one right now. R-A-T, right now.
Montgomery. I had my guitar on my back. When a stranger stopped beside me in an antique Cadillac, He was dressed like 1950, half drunk and hollow-eyed. He said, it's a long walk to Nashville, would you like to ride, son? I sat down in the front seat, he turned on the radio, and them sad old songs coming out of them speakers were solid country gold. Then I noticed the stranger was ghost white, pale when he asked me for a light. And I knew there was something strange about this ride. He said, Drifter, can you make folks cry when you play and sing? Have you paid your dues? Can you moan the blues? Can you bend them guitar strings? He said, boy, can you make folks feel what you feel inside? Cause if you're big star bound, let me warn you, it's a long, hard ride. Then he cried just south of Nashville, and he turned that car around. He said, this is where you get off, boy, cause I'm going back to Alabama. As I stepped out of that Cadillac, I said, mister, many thanks. He said, you don't have to call me mister, mister. The whole world called me Hank. He said, Drifter, can you make folks cry when you play and sing? Have you paid your dues? Can you mourn the blues? Can you bend down guitar strings? He said, boy, can you make folks feel what you feel inside? But if you're big star bound, let me warn you, it's a long, hard ride. Drifter, can you make folks cry when you play and sing? Have you paid your dues? Can you mourn the blues? Can you bend them guitar strings? He says, boy, can you make folks feel what you feel inside? But if you're big star bound, let me warn you, it's a long, hard ride. If you're big star bound, let me warn you, it's a long, hard ride.
He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, boy, let me tell you what, I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you. The boy said, my name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet, you're gonna regret, cause I'm the best as ever been. Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, cause hell's broke loose in Georgia, and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul. His case, and he said, I'll start this show, and fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow, and he pulled the bow across the strings, and it made an evil hiss, and then a band of demons joined in, and it sounded something like this. Johnny said, well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done. Found the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, let your dog bite, no child knows. his head because he knew that he'd been beat. And he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, "Devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again. I done told you once, you son of a bitch, I'm the best there's ever been." He played "Bound the Mountain, Rumble, Run." Devil's in the house of the rising sun.
There's for the granddaughter's tank. Whoops, wait a minute, I screwed it up. Boy, I tell you what, you leave it to me. No, really, just leave it to me. Alright, now we got her going.
There's a long black train coming down the line, feeding off the souls that are lost and crying. Rails of sin, only evil remains. Watch out, brother, for that long black train. Find redemption staring back into your eyes. There is protection and there's peace the same. Burn in your ticket for that long black train. Cause there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory.
Daddy never gave Mama a diamond ring. Mama never wanted for anything. But what he gave her, it came from the heart. In a bond that was never torn.
Testicles if you prefer drinking from glass. Hey, Red Solo Cup is cheap and disposable. In 14 years, they are decomposable. And unlike my home, they are not foreclosable. Freddie Mac kissed my ass. Woo!
Red Solo Cup, I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party. I love you, Red Solo Cup. Lift you up, proceed to party, proceed to party.
Now I really love how you're easy to stack, but I really hate how you're easy to crack. Cause when beer runs down in front of my back, well that, my friends, is quite yucky. But I have to admit that the ladies get smitten, admiring how sharply my first name is written on you with a Sharpie when I get to hitting on them to help me get lucky.
Red Solo Cup, I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party. I love you, Red Solo Cup. I lift you up. Proceed to party.
Seen you in yellow, but only you, Red, will do for this fella, cause you are the Abbott into my Costello, and you are the fruit to my loom. Red Solo Cup, you're more than just plastic, you're more than amazing, you're more than fantastic, and believe me that I'm not the least bit sarcastic when I look at you and say, Red Solo Cup, you're not just a cup.
No.
You're my friend.
Friend.
Yeah.
Lifelong.
Thank you for being my friend.
Red Solo Cup, I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party.
I got a couple other things to tell you. An editor from WorldNet Daily called me yesterday, and they wanted me to write a weekly column for them. And I thought about it for a minute, and I said, "That sounds like a good idea. Get the name out there, maybe drum up some business, have some fun, do something I enjoy doing." And I said, "Okay." And he called me back today, and he said, "Well, I talked to the powers that be today, and they said they'd like somebody a little more apolitical." I said, "Okay." I said, this is supposed to be a conservative publication right here. There's controversial things all over it." And he said they wanted me to write about guns, not politics. And I guess what happened is they looked back. They found a couple of stories that they wrote about me back in 2012. And I guess they figured that was just more than they could handle. So they decided that was, that's the same thing. I was going to go to work at a really neat gun store over here. Not a gun store. They call it Western Drug. It's over in Springerville. And neat place. Been there forever. And they've got a really nice gun department. It's a miniature Walmart is what it is. And family run, owned and operated. And they said, yeah, great. Come on in Sunday. I think I already told you. I said, come on in Sunday and get your interview and everything. They thought everything was good. And sometime between the time they told me that and an hour before I was supposed to go over there, they'd been looking at my Facebook page and said, well, we're not sure if we really want that kind of image for the store. So thanks, but no thanks.
The summer breeze made ripples on the pond and rattled through the reeds and the willow trees beyond. Daddy in his good hat and Mama in her Sunday dress watched with pride as I stood there in the water up to my chest. And the preacher spoke about the cleansing blood. As I sank my toes into that cool East Texas mud. And it was down with the old man, up with the new. Raised to walk in the ways of light and truth. Didn't see no angels, just a few saints on the shore. But I felt like a newborn baby, cradled up in the arms of the Lord. Amazing grace, oh how sweet the sound. There was glory in the air, there was dinner on the ground. And my sins, which were many, were washed away and gone. Along with the buffalo nickel, I forgot to leave at home. That seemed like such a small, small price to pay. The blessed peace of mind came to me that day. It was down with the old man, up with the new. Raised to walk in the ways of light and truth. I didn't see no angels, just a few saints on the shore. Felt like a newborn baby, cradled up in the arms of the Lord. This road is long and dusty, sometimes it's so it must be cleansed. And I long to feel that water gushing over me again. See no angels, just a few saints on the shore. But I felt like a newborn baby, cradled up in the arms of the Lord. I felt like a newborn baby, cradled up in the arms of the Lord.
Iowa Cat by a safe place to shoot, a good backstop. What I need is I need to be shooting up against a hill somewhere, or I need a good mound of dirt piled up, a minimum of 6 feet tall. 8 would be better. Or something like, a double or triple stack of railroad ties or something. But the thing is, using railroad ties like that, if you're planning on doing it anyway to have your own range, well, that would be fine. Otherwise, it would be cost prohibitive. But I need a place wide enough for, depending on how many people we get, I would plan on at least 6. And I need minimum of 25 feet long. 50 would be better, but it's not at all necessary. I can get by just fine with 25 for that class. And that's it. Otherwise, just a place where the neighbors won't complain and the cops won't get us. And that's all it takes. So if they, let's see, said you got a hillside if you want the, what is that? We got the hillside if you want the valley with experienced shooters. I'm not sure what you mean by that. But anyway, if you've got a hillside to shoot up against that's legal and we don't interfere with anybody else, well, we can sure make it work. And I've got a guy from Ohio that will almost certainly come if we can get a date nailed down. Another guy from New York was very interested in it. And I'd like to think if I'd come out there, nearly 2,000 miles, that we could get people to drive a couple of hundred miles from around there locally. But I know, understand that money is tight. And I will, and I always have, if it comes down to it and they got some stuff they want to trade, they got some gold and silver they want to trade, I'll trade at whatever spot price is that day. Guns, ammo, some electronic equipment, radios maybe. Stuff like that. I can, as long as we can get up there about to the price, and particularly guns. If we can get up to somewhere near Blue Book price on them, well, we can take guns pretty easy. So I'm pretty easy to work with if we can just find a few people there. Iowa Cat, if you think you can make that work, and you and Irish get together, and if you want to do it and go to all the trouble to do that, then I will get serious about some marketing and get it done. I'd like to do it probably, maybe end of September. I don't know what your rainy season is there, what the probability is of, if I drive that far, we're going to do the class in rain unless it gets to a point where you just cannot keep the paper targets up on the stands. I have seen it a couple of times rain so hard we just couldn't. It just washed the paper off the target stands. But other than that, we'll make it work. It may be miserable, but we'll get through it. So that's kind of what I was looking at. There's no hard, fast date. I want to do it before it gets too cold. I don't want to have to fight icy roads for 2,000 miles or whatever it is to get up there. So, and I will be driving, most likely. I might fly, but it's going to be kind of hard because there's a lot of props and stuff that we bring for shooting. I could probably get around that if we have to, but I'd prefer to bring all the stuff that we normally use. All right, let's see. Where are we at? We are right there. All right, let's continue to march.
I hope you never lose your senses. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man. So Rawls and I fat both are playing in love, and let's all dance. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. I remember down in Houston, we were putting on a show, when a cowboy in the back stood up and yelled, "Hot Night Joe!" He said, "We love what you're doing, boys, don't get us wrong. There's just something missing in your songs. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana band. So Rawls and up that both are faded love, and let's all dance. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band." So we dusted off our boots and put our cowboy hats on straight. Them Texans raised the roof when Jeff opened up his case. You say y'all all want a two-step. You say you want a do-si-do. Well, here's a fiddling song before we go. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man. So rosin up that vocal faded love and let's all dance. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band.
He stays away a lot now.
couple more, T-Bone.
In hand, painting waves as they dance upon the sand, with every stroke he brought to life the deep blue of the ocean against the morning sky. I ask him if he only painted ocean scenes. He said for $20, I'll paint you anything. Could you paint me a Birmingham? Make it look just the way I planned. A little house on the edge of town. Porch going all the way around. Put her there in the front yard swing. Cotton dress, make it early spring. For a while she'll be mine again. If you could paint me a Birmingham. He looked at me with knowing eyes and took the canvas from a bag there by his side. Picked up a brush and said to me, son, you swear in this picture would you like to be? And I said, if there's any way you can, could you paint me back into her arms again? Could you paint me a Birmingham? Make it look just the way I planned. A little house on the edge of town. Porch going all the way around. Put her there in the front yard swing. Cotton dress, make it early spring. For a while she'll be mine again. If you could paint me a Birmingham. Paint me a Birmingham. Make it look just the way I planned. A little house on the edge of town. Porch going all the way around. Put her there in the front yard swing. Cotton dress, make it early spring. For a while she'll be mine again. If you could paint me a Birmingham.
Well, come on. There we go. Better late than never.
He called her on the road from a lonely cold hotel room just to hear her say I love you one more time. And when he heard the sound of the kids laughing in the background, he had to wipe away a tear from his eye. Little voice came on the phone. He said, Daddy, when you come home. He said the first thing that came to his mind, I'm already there. Take a look around. I'm the sunshine in your hair. I'm the shadow on the ground. I'm the whisper in the wind. I'm your imaginary friend. And I know I'm in your prayer. Oh, I'm already there. She got back on the phone, said I really miss you, darling. Don't worry about the kids, they'll be alright. Wish I was in your arms, lying right there beside you. But I know that I'll be in your dreams tonight. And I'll gently kiss your lips, touch you with my fingertips. So turn out the light. Can't hold your eyes. I'm already there. Don't make a sound. I'm the beat in your heart. I'm the moonlight shining down. I'm the whisper in the wind. And I'll be there till the end. Can you feel the love?
Wrap it up with this next one here, but Iowa Cat, yeah, I would come up there. I would. It's, you know, as far away as it is, obviously I got to have more people to make a good full class, but I would love to come up there and visit with you and Irish and see if we could find time to go out and shoot a game of pool. I would absolutely dearly love it if my wife would come with me. I don't know if she will or not, but yeah, I would come up there in a minute. And we just gotta, if you got a good safe place to shoot and we can agree on a date and you can get, make sure that the sheriff and the neighbors are okay with it and be sure they know that there's a night shoot at the end of the second night, we'll be shooting about 3 hours after dark. So 2 or 3 hours, depending on how many people there is. But if we can do all that, I would be there in a minute. Not pool. What do you mean not pool? Don't you be backing out now. You told me once, oh, I'd love to, blah, 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 blah. So, yeah, we can shoot a game pool. Yes, pool. Absolutely. The only thing I've got right now is two, maybe. One of them's almost for positive, and he just waiting for a date. And I've got another people that have just expressed interest in it. But, you know, as many people as there are up there, I can contact some gun shops. You can help me put the word out up there. I'll have the guy in Ohio put the word out over there. And I think we can probably make a class. So if you can help out on that end up there, and I can just come up there and put on the class, well, that would work great. So let's see if we can do it. I think it'd be a lot of fun. All right, where's the song I was going to play? Oh, yeah, right here. All right. All right, when we get this one over with, I'm going to go ahead on and close so I can go in there with my lovely bride. And I hope you all have a great weekend. Be sure, if you're traveling, to keep an eye out for those Black Lives Matter idiots out there. And there's no telling what may still come to pass for that. A lot of stuff going on in the country. I have a lot of stuff I need to talk about Monday. Monday will be a pre-record, but it will be a fresh new show. Amy and I will both have fresh shows on Monday. So that's what we're looking at doing right now. All right, let's see if this is going to work. If it's not, by George, I think we've got it.
The old man was covered with tattoos and scars. He got some in prison and others in bars. The rest he got working on old junk cars in the daytime. They look like tombstones in our yard, and I never seen him when he wasn't tired and mean. He sold used parts to make ends meet, covered with grease from his head to his feet, cussing the sweat and the Texas heat and mosquitoes. And the neighbors said we live like hicks, but they brung their cars for Paul to fix anyhow. He was veteran proud, tried and true. He'd fought till his heart was black and blue. Didn't know how he'd made it through the hard times. He'd bought our house on a GI Bill, but it wasn't worth all he had to kill to get it. He drank Pearl in a can and Jack Daniels Black, chewed tobacco from a mail pouch sack, had an old dog that was trained to attack sometimes. He'd get drunk and mean as a rattlesnake, and there wasn't too much that he would take from a stranger. There were 13 kids and a bunch of dogs, house full of chickens and a yard full of hogs. I spent the summertime cutting up logs for the winter, trying like the devil to find the Lord, working like a nigger for my room and board. Coal burning stove, no natural gas. If that ain't country, I'll kiss your ass. That ain't country, it'll hair lift the Pope. That ain't country, it's a damn good joke. I've seen the Grand Ole Opry, and I met Johnny Cash. If that ain't country, I'll kiss your ass. Mama sells eggs at a grocery store. My oldest sister's a first-rate whore. Dad says she can't come home anymore, and he means it. Ma just sits and keeps her silent. Sister, she left 'cause Dad got violent, and he knows it. Mama, she's old far beyond her time. She's chopping tobacco, and I seen her crying. When blood started flowing from her calloused hand, and it hurt me. She'd just keep working, trying to help the old man to the end of one row and back again like always.
She's been through hell since Junior went to jail. When the lights go out, she ain't never failed to get down on her knees and pray because she loves him. Told all the neighbors he was off in the war, fighting for freedom. He's good to the core and she's proud. Now our place was a graveyard for automobiles. At the end of the porch there was four stacks of wheels and tires for sale for a dollar or two, cash. There was 50 holes in an old tin roof. Me and my family was living proof. People who forgot about poor white trash, and if that ain't country, I'll kiss your ass. That ain't country, it'll hurt if the pole. That ain't country, it's a damn good joke. I've seen the grand old Opry, and I bet Johnny Cash. If that ain't country, I'll kiss your ass.
Well, we probably could have done without that one word in there, but hell, it was the time period. Tonight.
Turn out the lights.
Okay, I'll do that.
The party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night. The party's over. And tomorrow starts the same old thing again. What a crazy, crazy party. Never seen so many people laughing, dancing.
All right, folks, this wraps up another Friday in Liberty Lounge, the fastest 2 hours on Internet radio. Join me again next week, Monday through Thursday at 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 Eastern, for the Shooting Bench. And then again Friday at the same time for Liberty Lounge.
Pause for me. The party's over. Turn out the lights. The party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night. The party's over. And tomorrow starts the same old thing again. Once I.
You can also listen to Miss Amy at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday on Living Way Out Here. Have a great weekend and good night.
For me was just one party and then another. I broke her heart so many times. Had to have my party wine. Then one day she said, sweetheart, the party's over. Turn out the lights, the party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night. The party's over, and tomorrow starts the same old thing again. Tomorrow starts the same old thing.